10th of July 2015, and therefore it's the 10th episode of the Visual Storyteller podcast. No, that's not the name of the podcast at all. The Life of a Visual Storyteller. One of these days I'll remember what I call this thing. Anyway, thank you for being here. Today I'm going to talk both in this part of the podcast and the hidden part of the... Oh, you didn't hear me mention the hidden part. There's no hidden part of the podcast. About how the present affects us in terms of how we perceive ourselves, but also how we project backwards to what we've done before and how we project forwards to what we're going to do and what life will be like. And I think it's really important to understand that where you are now says nothing about where you will be in the future, because you can change that in an instant. You can change your future in an instant. But more importantly, because we get so wrapped up in the moment, in the present, because it's kind of the thing that we're most aware of, obviously, because it's the present, we let it dictate a lot of how we feel about the past. Oh, I should have done this. I could have done that. I didn't do this. If only I'd done this, etc., etc. And especially if we're dissatisfied with where we are, or we have anxiety and we have pressures on us, we tend to look back and go, I should have done things differently. Well, nonsense. You just have to recognize that what you did in the past, you did in the past, and it has led you to where you are. Every single decision you've made in the past has led you to the point you are now. There's no point dwelling on it other than maybe learning from it if you've made mistakes or if you've gone down some blind alleys. But actually, not all blind alleys are bad. I keep kicking myself and beating myself up that I went to university and the first year I did English and then I switched to anthropology. And I keep beating myself up thinking, well, why did I do that? I should have gone to art college. That's what I should have done. I mean, I failed to get into the Photographic Academy in The Hague in Holland. I should have just tried to get into an art academy, an art college, because that's really what I wanted to do with my life. I wanted to do something artistic. I didn't want to read English literature. I didn't want to be an anthropologist. Until I went to university, I didn't know what an anthropologist was. Never heard of it before. But of course, had I done that, a lot of things would have not been set in sequence, in motion, that have led to really good things in my life. So I, for myself, am starting to learn, and my wife is very good about this. She's very good at, in fact, she should be doing this podcast, not me, but she's very good at understanding these things that, yeah, you can look back and you can maybe think, what if I'd done that? Should I have done this? Ought I have done that? But it doesn't get you anywhere. The past is the past. You can't change it. And not everything, not every choice is something to regret. And of course, we do tend to forget that the good things in our life are also dependent on things that we did in the past. We tend to dwell on the negative because that's kind of human nature. That's the lizard brain taking over and just being protective of us ourselves, I suppose. We tend to be quite negative because that's the safe option. That's the default safe option to protect ourselves. So from your present casting back and going, my present isn't what I want it to be, so therefore I'm going to regret things I did in the past. Well, they're in the past. Forget them. Equally, worrying about where you are now and projecting that into the future is also pointless, because what we tend to do is, certainly I think I've mentioned this before in talking to you, is in my case, you know, I'm a creative, so I can come up with the worst catastrophic things in my head when I start worrying, but they don't actually come to pass. If I look back, and history is useful for that, if I look back into the past to the things that I have thought would come to pass have actually never happened. So projecting my current, if you like, failures and seeing that as some kind of a trend for in the future, that's not very useful at all, not very helpful. The evidence is that all these terrible things that I have in my mind are not going to come to pass. The other thing is, and that's the really key thing, is that I and you can take action now in the present to change the course of our lives. You can take action that will improve your life dramatically, and I can take action that will improve my life dramatically. And I'm starting to learn at the ripe old age of 47 what should be driving that action and what I should be basing that action on. And that's really where I'm going to leave it today, because otherwise I'll ramble on, not we. It's me who does the rambling. But just understand that the indication now and your interpretation of that indication of where you are has no definite, it could do, but it has no definite say in the outcome of your future. What you do in your current circumstances, that will have an outcome in your future. In the hidden bit of the podcast, where I talk about fitness, I'll explain how I came to have this insight. But of course, you'll have to find the hidden part of the podcast first. How on earth will you find it, I wonder? Well, the hidden part of the podcast wasn't that hard to find after all. Welcome. Welcome. So when I was running today, I have the Runkeeper app on my phone and it tells me all kinds of information. I don't think it's a particularly good app because the in-run information, if you like, the information that I ask it to feed into me as I'm running, seems to be wildly inaccurate most of the time, particularly in regards to two pieces of information. And they are my average pace over the distance of the run and my current pace. And today, while I was running, the app was telling me constantly that my current pace was a lot slower than my average pace for the run so far. And I just couldn't figure, well, how is that even possible? How can it be telling me every 5 minutes that I'm running slower than the average speed so far for the entire run? It's crazy. So it just occurred to me that, do you know what? I'm getting all this useless information about my current pace, my pace now. This second, as I'm running, as I'm getting feedback from the app, it's rubbish. It's absolutely out of kilter. And I just realized, do you know what? What the app is telling me is going to have absolutely no resemblance to what the information will be at the end of the run. Because at the end of the run, I'll know roughly how far I ran. And I think I've mentioned on this podcast that sometimes the app can be a little bit funny in that regard. But I'll have a rough idea how far I ran and I'll know how long it took me. And I'm going to guess that the app connects to the actual clock on the phone, which I think is fairly accurate. And those are really the two important things for me, how far I ran and how quickly I ran that distance. And then I can extrapolate from that information what my average pace was. And my current pace has no bearing on that. Certainly it has no bearing on, certainly the information that I'm getting about my current pace has no bearing on what my final pace will have been, because the app was just giving me nonsense. And we often get that in life, hence the earlier bit of the podcast, where we tend to interpret information about the present as being absolutely accurate and correct, and interpret it in such a way that it actually isn't very beneficial to us, because we interpret it in a negative way often, because of, well, we're human beings, it's what we do. So had I paid attention to the information I was being given, then and acted upon it, then I would have ruined my run, because I would have thought, oh, I've got to speed up, I've got to run faster. How is it possible I'm going so slow? I've never gone so slow before. I must speed up. Had I done that, I'd have actually ruined the run and probably not been able to complete the run, because I'd have been exhausted well before the end of the run. Anyway, that's all I was going to say today. The Runkeeper app, I'm starting to have my doubts about it. I might look into other running apps. The only thing is that it does allow me to follow other people. I'm sure other apps do as well. It's just that I don't know anybody else on any of the other apps, and I'm able to follow some people that I do know on this app. So, you know, switching, it's always a problem, isn't it, when you switch apps or you leave an app, because you're leaving the community. Small though it is for me on Runkeeper at the moment. Anyway, thank you for listening. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.